I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
Government Cyber Aware. Now, this is the website ncsc.gov.uk/cyberaware/home. CyberAware gives the UK government tips on how to stay safe online. Number one, create a separate password for your email and separate passwords for all important online accounts, particularly financial ones. Two, make sure the passwords are strong ones, e.g. use three random words that no one else would guess. Three, saving your passwords in your browser means you won't need to remember so many different passwords. Number four, turn on two-factor authentication for important accounts where it's available. 5. Keep your devices up to date with the latest security updates. 6. Backup all important files regularly. Most devices can do this automatically for you. Your personal email account contains lots of important information about you and is the gateway to all your other online accounts. If you forget an account password, your email address is the means to reset that password, and this means that your email password is critically important to you. If your email account is hacked, all your other passwords can be reset, so use a strong password that is different to the rest. Weak passwords that can be guessed or a word in the dictionary can be hacked relatively easily. The longer and more unusual your password is, the stronger it becomes and the harder it is to hack. The best way to make your password long and difficult to hack is by using a sequence of three random words you remember but no one else would guess. You can make it even stronger by including special characters such as the @, #, #, and so on. Starting with your most important accounts such as email, banking, and social media, replace your old passwords with the new ones until they're all done. Two-factor authentication. 2FA is a free security feature that gives you an extra layer of protection online and stops cybercriminals getting into your accounts, even if they know your password. It reduces the risk of being hacked by asking you to provide a second means of information, such as getting a text message or code when you log in to check that you are who you say you are. If your online services and apps offer you 2FA, it's also called two-step verification or multi-factor authentication, you could turn it on.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.